nosotros somos santificados.
We have a reason to praise him tonight.
Tenemos una razón para adorarlo esta noche.
Come on, one more time. Why don't you clap your hands to God and give him a shout of praise all over the house?
Una vez más, ¿por qué no le dan alabanza en esta casa?
Somebody magnify Jesus.
Alguien magnifique a Jesús.
Oh, we love you, God. We worship you, Jesus.
Te amamos, oh Dios.
Well, it's so good to see you in God's house tonight.
¿Es también mirarte en la casa esta noche?
Anybody thankful to be in the presence of the Lord tonight?
¿Alguien agradecido estar en la casa esta noche?
Anybody thankful to be the called according to his purpose?
¿Alguien contento ser llamado por su propósito?
To be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Para ser salvado y santificado y lleno con su espíritu.
To be walking in dominion and power and authority.
Para estar caminando en poder y dominio.
To have Satan under your feet.
Para tener a Satanás debajo de tus pies.
Anybody walking in authority tonight?
Alguien caminando en autoridad.
Walking in dominion and power and anointing.
Alguien está caminando en poder y dominio.
Well, it feels good in God's house.
Se siente rico en la casa.
It feels like revival.
Se siente como avivamiento.
It feels like breakthrough.
Se siente como victoria.
Praise God, we are coming off of a wonderful revival weekend this past weekend.
Estamos saliendo de un fin de semana muy exitoso.
We're thankful for the wonderful presence of God that moved in both services.
Estamos apreciando la presencia que se movió en los servicios.
We're thankful for 9 that received the Holy Ghost and 5 that were baptized in Jesus' name.
9 recibieron el Espíritu y 5 bautizados.
Come on, we have the gas pressed all the way down.
Estamos dándole al 100.
We're believing God for greater things than we've ever seen before.
Y creemos que van a venir cosas más grandes.
Praise God. Well, we're going to go to the Word of God tonight.
Vamos a ir rápidamente a la palabra.
Luke chapter 5.
Lucas 5.
Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1.
Lucas 5, versículo 1.
If I could get a little bit of help in the monitors here, that'd be wonderful. Thank you. Praise God. Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1.
Lucas 5 en 1.
And the word of God reads, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw 2 ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down, and he taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all, and followed him. I'm going to preach for just a few moments on this subject, sunken ships and broken nets. Praise God. Sunken ships and broken nets. You're thankful for the word of God? Why don't you praise him and thank him for his word that's forever settled in the heaven. God, we love you. We thank you for your word. I pray that it would minister, God. I pray that it would break every chain, oh Lord. I pray that it would invigorate our hearts tonight, oh God. I pray that it would illuminate the way before us, oh God. Come on, one more time. Why don't you clap your hands and give God a shout of praise. We worship you. We magnify. We exalt your name, oh God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight.
Dios los bendiga. Se pueden sentar.
From the very first moment that Jesus called his disciples.
Desde el primer momento que Jesús llamó a sus discípulos.
He was trying to get them to understand what we read in the text tonight.
Él quería que ellos entendieran lo que leímos esta noche.
This is precisely what he was seeking to illuminate in front of them.
Esto es exactamente lo que le quería revelar a ellos.
This specific plan.
Este plan específico.
This specific purpose.
Este propósito específico.
This was God's design for the world.
Era el diseño de Dios para el mundo.
This type of catching. Everybody say catching.
Este tipo de agarrar.
Now some people like to fish.
Algunas les gustan pescar.
But they fish for trophies.
Pero pescan por trofeos.
They fish with a fishing rod.
Pescan con una caña.
Because, Brother Warren, they're picky.
Porque tienen, son delicados.
But see, I don't come from a culture where you fish and hunt.
Yo no vengo de una cultura donde cazas y pescas.
I come from a culture where you harvest.
Yo vengo de una cultura donde cosechamos.
See, you can be picky when you're not hungry.
Puedes ser delicado cuando no tienes hambre.
But when you're hungry, you're not picky.
Pero cuando tienes hambre, no eres delicado.
You actually fish for what's called running.
Tú pescas por lo que corres.
Anybody know what I'm talking about when I say what's running?
¿Alguien sabe lo que estoy diciendo?
You don't go and look for trout.
No vas y buscas el mejor pescado.
You catch trout when they're running.
Pescas el pescado cuando está corriendo.
You don't look for redfish.
No buscas por el pescado rojo.
You catch redfish when they're running.
Buscas el pescado rojo cuando está corriendo.
Some people are a little bit too picky.
Algunos son muy delicados.
They're not harvesters.
No son cosechadores.
They're catchers.
Son, quieren agarrar.
But God's calling us to be harvesters.
Pero Dios nos está llamando a ser cosechadores.
There is a level of expectation.
Hay un nivel de expectación.
That God was trying to put into the perspective of these disciples.
Que Dios quería poner en el punto vista de estos discípulos.
And so this is almost how he starts their relationship.
So así es como casi empieza la relación con ellos.
They were fishermen.
Eran pescadores.
And they had nets and they had boats.
Y tenían redes y barcos.
But he was trying to give them a perspective shift.
Pero les quería dar que cambiara su punto de vista.
He was trying to get them to understand that this is exactly what he designed for the church.
Quería que ellos supieran que esto es exactamente lo que Dios diseñó.
He was calling them to a particular level of harvest.
Dios los llamaba a un cierto nivel de cosecha.
A particular kind of increase.
Un aumento específico.
A particular level of dominion.
Un nivel particular de dominio.
This degree of revival.
Este grado de avivamiento.
And so as he showed them.
Y mientras él les enseñaba.
His plan and his purpose.
Su plan y propósito.
It was so shocking to their senses.
Era tan asombroso para sus sentidos.
It was an assault on their senses.
Era un asalto a sus sentidos.
And it stopped everything that they were doing.
Y paró todo lo que estaban haciendo.
They put everything on the side.
Pusieron todo a un lado.
To begin to follow Jesus from this point on.
Para que empiezan a seguir a Jesús de aquí en adelante.
But when this level of revival began to unfold,
pero cuando este nivel de avivamiento se empezó a desarrollar,
the Bible tells us that it broke their nets.
La Biblia dice que rompió sus redes.
The Bible tells us that it sunk, or the ship started to sink.
La Biblia dice que los barcos empezaron a hundir.
So their infrastructure.
So su estructura.
Was not prepared.
No estaba preparado
for that level of harvest.
Para ese nivel de cosecha.
God wants to give us a level of harvest.
Dios nos quiere dar la cosecha.
That we've never seen before.
Que nunca hemos visto antes.
But there has to be a perspective shift.
Pero tiene que haber un cambio de vista.
Where we begin to see.
Donde empezamos a mirar.
The expanse of what God wants to unfold among us.
El expanso de lo que Dios quiere hacer alrededor.
And we begin to build an infrastructure.
Y empezamos a crear una estructura.
That supports that level of harvest.
Que soporta ese nivel de cosecha.
So they weren't ready for it.
So no estaban listos para eso.
Look at somebody next to you and tell them, get ready.
Mira a tu vecino y dile, ponte listo.
Come on, tell them with faith, get ready for harvest.
Dile con fe, ponte listo.
Tell them, get ready for a breakthrough.
Dile, prepárate para la victoria.
Come on, tell somebody else, get ready for the miraculous.
Dile a alguien más, prepárate para lo milagroso.
Come on, you got to get ready for blind eyes to be open.
Te tienes que alistar para que vean los ciegos.
You've got to get ready for deaf ears to be unstopped.
Te tienes que preparar para que escuchen los sordos.
You've got to get ready for more people to get the Holy Ghost than you've ever seen before.
Te tienes que preparar para más personas recibir
el
Espíritu.
Come on, say, get ready.
Oh, Santo, prepárate.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
God. But their systems were fragile.
Pero sus sistemas eran frágiles.
They had nets that were big enough for the catch.
Tenían redes lo suficientemente grande.
But they didn't have nets that were strong enough for the catch.
Pero no tenían redes suficientemente fuertes.
You see, everything that was under the water,
todo lo que estaba abajo del agua,
could be called to them.
Se podía ser llamado hacia ellos.
But everything that was under the water,
pero todo lo que estaba abajo del agua,
could not be handled by them.
No se podía ser agarrado por ellos.
All of the potential,
todo el potencial,
that was under the water,
que estaba abajo del agua,
the diversity of types of fish,
la diversidad del tipo de pescados.
If we were equating this to people, we would say the diversity of cultures.
Si lo estábamos comparando a los humanos, diríamos las culturas diferentes.
And ethnicities.
Y las etnicidades.
The different types of people that God wants to bring into the church.
El diferentes tipo de personas que Dios quiere traer a la iglesia.
The Spirit could draw them to the boat.
El Espíritu los puede llamar al barco.
But when they got to the boat,
pero cuando ellos lleguen al barco,
was there enough strength?
Habrá suficiente fuerzas.
For the boat to handle the potential.
Para que el barco pueda agarrar la potencial.
I wonder how many times the Spirit would draw the harvest toward us.
Yo me pregunto cuántas veces el Espíritu llama a esta cosecha.
But there isn't enough strength of infrastructure to hold the harvest.
Pero no hay suficiente fuerza en la estructura para detener esa cosecha.
How many times we're praying and fasting, God, bring them to the house.
Cuántas veces estamos orando y ayunando que Dios los traiga.
Bring them to the boat.
Dios tráelos al barco.
Bring in a great harvest.
Trae una gran cosecha.
And God's looking at our nets.
Y Dios está mirando nuestras redes.
God's looking at our perspective.
Y Dios está mirando el punto de vista.
He's looking at our paradigm.
Y está mirando los puntos de vista.
He's looking at our schedule.
Está mirando el plan.
And he's saying, if I brought them here,
y si dice, si los traigo aquí,
do you have enough room in your schedule to teach the Bible study?
¿Tendrás suficiente espacio en tu plan para enseñar el estudio?
If I bring the harvest,
si traigo la cosecha,
can you handle the weight of the harvest?
¿Podrás cargar esa carga de la cosecha?
If I begin to draw them toward the boat,
si los empiezo a llamar al barco,
is the net going to break?
¿Se romperá la red?
Is the ship going to sink?
¿Se hundirá el barco?
I'm telling this church tonight, it's the will of God.
Le digo a esta iglesia, es la voluntad de Dios.
For God to begin to alter our perspective.
Para que Dios empiece a cambiar el punto de vista.
About the level of revival that he wants to bring into this church.
Del nivel de avivamiento que Dios quiere traer a esta iglesia.
That you begin to intentionally spread out.
Que tú te empiezas a, con intención a esparcirte.
That you begin to intentionally make room in your schedule.
Y tú empiezas a hacer tiempo en tus planes.
That says, God, I'm making room for a new person.
Que dice, Dios, estoy haciendo espacio para alguien nuevo.
God, I'm making room for a new Bible study.
Dios, yo hago espacio para un nuevo estudio bíblico.
God, I'm making room for more prayer.
Dios, yo hago espacio para más oración.
God, I'm making room for more consecration.
Dios, estoy haciendo espacio para más consagración.
All of that, all that is under the water is for us.
Todo lo que está bajo del agua es para nosotros.
But we have to prepare ourselves to receive it.
Pero tenemos que prepararnos para recibirlo.
And so these men were, they were Jews.
So estos hombres eran judíos.
They had been affected by a culture.
And habían sido formados por una cultura.
That was antiquated and old.
Que estaba viejo y antiguo.
So from the first moment of their calling, God shocked their senses.
So del primer momento de su llamamiento, Dios les llamó sus sentidos.
He was giving them some insight about what was going to come.
Les dio un poquito de lo que iba a venir.
For 3 years he would teach them and elevate their faith.
Por 3 años los enseñó y les levantó su fe.
He would prepare them for the harvest.
Los preparó para la cosecha.
You see, nothing in Israel had prepared them for the level of harvest that God was going to bring.
Nada en Israel los preparó para el nivel de la cosecha que iba a traer.
In Israel, everything had been leveled.
En Israel todo estaba nivelado.
By gravity.
Por gravedad.
And carnality.
Y carnalidad.
That they couldn't see the possibility.
Que ellos no podían ver la posibilidad.
They were satisfied.
Ellos estaban satisfechos.
Even by the Roman occupation, they were satisfied.
Aún con los romanos habitando ahí.
Even being oppressed by an adversary, they were satisfied.
Aún estando oprimido por los adversarios.
They had found a place.
Habían encontrado un lugar.
They had found a way of living.
Habían encontrado una forma de vivir.
That satisfied them.
Que los satisfizo a ellos.
And they didn't want anybody to mess up their place.
Y no quería que nadie cambiara su lugar.
They didn't want any new idea to come and disrupt their process.
No querían nuevas ideas que vengan a interrumpir el proceso.
They were satisfied. satisfied being the descendants of Abraham.
Estaban satisfechos siendo los descendientes de Abraham.
Without true conviction about the commission that God had given to Abraham.
Sin convicción verdadera de la comisión que le dio Abraham.
They were satisfied with the washing of cups and pots.
Estaban satisfechos con lavando los vasos.
They were satisfied with their process.
Estaban satisfechos con sus procesos.
And they were not thinking globally.
Y no estaban pensando globalmente.
They were not thinking universally.
No estaban pensando universalmente.
They were not thinking about everything that was under all of the water, all over the globe.
No estaban pensando sobre todo lo que está bajo del agua en todo el mundo.
But what God wanted to do in their midst,
pero lo que Dios quería hacer en medio de ellos,
it was embedded in their prophecy.
Estaba dentro de su profecía.
It was in the Old Testament text.
Estaba en el textos antiguos.
It was spoken by the Old Testament prophets.
Fue hablado por los antiguos profetas.
Like the prophet Ezekiel.
Como el profeta Ezequiel.
Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 1.
Ezequiel 47.
Afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, the waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, and the south side of the altar. This prophecy was concerning God.
Esta profecía se trataba de Dios.
And what he was going to do through the nation of Israel.
Y lo que él iba a hacer por la nación de Israel.
And it was going to be a threshold moment in human history.
Iba a ser un momento muy importante en la historia humana.
The house was the temple.
La casa era el templo.
Specifically.
Específicamente.
And the temple was overseen by Jewish leadership.
Y el templo era manejado por los judíos.
The nation of Israel,
la nación de Israel,
was mediating the covenant of God.
Estaba manejando el pacto de Dios.
And all of her prophecies were pointing to a particular moment in history.
Y todas sus profecías apuntaban a un momento en la historia.
When the old and the new would meet together,
donde el antiguo y lo nuevo se juntan,
in a divine and supernatural threshold moment,
de una forma divina y sobrenatural.
And in that moment,
y en ese momento,
water would begin to usher out.
El agua empezaba a salir de ahí.
Everybody say at the threshold.
Todos digan en la puerta.
At this particular transitionary moment in human history.
En este momento de transición en la historia humana.
That's what Jesus was telling the woman at the well in John chapter 4.
Eso fue lo que Jesús le dijo a la mujer que estaba en el pozo de agua.
When he said, I have water to drink that you don't even know about.
Yo tengo agua para tomar que tú ni siquiera conoces.
And if you drink of this water, you will never thirst again.
Y si tomaras de este agua no vas a tener sed otra vez.
Jesus was the threshold.
Jesús era la puerta.
Between the Old Testament and the New.
Entre el antiguo y el nuevo.
And it would be out of this threshold.
Y era de esta puerta.
That the waters would begin to gush out.
Que las aguas empezaban a salir para afuera.
That's exactly what he was trying to get them to understand in John chapter 7.
Es exactamente lo que quería que ellos entendieran.
Where the Bible said in the last days.
Donde la Biblia dice en los últimos días.
That great day of the feast.
Ese gran día de la cosecha.
Jesus stood and cried saying.
Jesús se paró y gritó.
If any man thirst,
si alguien tiene sed,
let him come unto me and drink.
Que venga hacia mí y tome.
He that believeth on me,
el que crea en mí,
as the scripture hath said,
como la escritura lo ha dicho,
out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
De su panza fluirán ríos de agua viva.
But this spake he of the Spirit,
pero esto habló él del Espíritu,
which they that believe on him should receive.
Que aquellos que creen lo dan de recibir.
So the Holy Ghost was not yet given,
porque el Espíritu todavía no se.
Because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Porque ese Jesús no estaba glorificado.
This is that threshold moment.
Este es el momento de esa puerta.
In human history.
En la historia humana.
When the waters would begin to gush out of the place between the old and the new.
Donde las aguas empiezan a salir para fuera del antiguo y
del
nuevo.
This is the promise of what was going to come in the last day.
Esto es la promesa de lo que iba a venir en los últimos días.
And by the mouth of their prophet.
Y por la boca de sus profetas.
He would begin to speak.
Empezaba a hablar.
Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward.
Luego trajeron ellos de la puerta.
And led me about the way without unto the utter gate.
Y los llevaron a la otra puerta.
By the way that looketh eastward.
A la puerta que mira hacia el oeste.
And behold.
Y miren.
There ran out waters on the right side.
Salieron aguas a la mano derecha.
And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward.
Y cuando el hombre tiene la línea en su mano se fue al este.
He measured.
Él midió.
Everybody say from the threshold.
Todos digan de la puerta.
Outward.
Hacia afuera.
He measured 1,000 cubits.
Midió 1,000.
And he began to bring the prophet through the waters.
Y empezó a traer al profeta por las aguas.
As the water gushed out from the threshold.
Mientras el agua salía de ese lugar.
And as the man began to measure out.
Y mientras el hombre empezaba a medir para afuera.
Everybody say not in.
Todos digas no adentro.
As he measured out.
Empezaba a mirar para afuera.
The water begins to rise.
El agua empezaba a subir.
And the prophet begins to make his way through the water.
Y el profeta empieza a caminar por las aguas.
You see, before it was just a fountain.
Antes nomás era un pozo de agua.
It was just a geyser.
Nomás era un poquito de agua.
It was just a source of water.
Era una fuente de agua.
But as the measurement went out,
pero mientras la medida salía para afuera,
the water began to rise.
El agua empezaba a levantarse.
And the prophet begins to trudge through the water.
Y el profeta empieza a caminar en esas aguas.
From the threshold,
de la puerta,
a line goes out.
Una línea sale para afuera.
Not back toward the house,
no para atrás a la casa,
but out from the house,
pero de la casa.
And every time,
y cada vez,
a measurement is made,
y una medida es hecha,
from the threshold,
de la puerta,
out,
para afuera,
the water begins to rise.
Las aguas empiezan a levantarse.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
As soon as you turn back toward the house,
en cuanto empiezan a mirar a la casa,
and your focus begins to be on maintenance,
y tu enfoque se empieza a empezar en el mantenimiento,
the water ceases to rise.
La agua no dejan de subir.
But the prophet is walking through this process with God.
Pero el profeta está caminando en este proceso con Dios.
Verse 4, again, he measured 1,000.
Versículo 4, otra vez midió 1,000.
And brought me through the water.
Y me trajo por las aguas.
Moving from the threshold.
Saliendo de la puerta.
Out toward the world.
Afuera hacia el mundo.
And the water began to rise.
Y el agua empezó a subir.
And then the water was to the knees.
Y luego el agua estaba a las rodillas.
Again he measured 1,000.
Otra vez midió 1,000.
And brought me through.
Y me trajo.
And the waters were to the loins.
Y las aguas estaban hasta a la cadera.
Everybody say afterward.
Después, todos digan después.
What does he do?
¿Qué hace él?
Look at somebody and say he keeps on measuring.
Dile a tu vecino y dile siga midiendo.
He keeps on measuring.
Él sigue midiendo.
Where?
¿Dónde?
From the threshold.
De la puerta.
Out again.
Afuera otra vez.
And the water keeps on rising.
Y el agua sigue subiendo.
It was always the will of God.
Siempre era la voluntad de Dios.
For the nation of Israel.
Para la nación de Israel.
To be the epicenter.
Que sea el centro.
Of revival.
De avivamiento.
Not focused on self.
No enfocado en sí mismo.
Not focused on maintenance.
No enfocado en mantenimiento.
Not focused on our own needs.
No enfocado en nuestras necesidades.
But focused on the world.
Pero enfocado en el mundo.
And as long as you keep measuring out,
y mientras sigues midiendo
the
afuera,
water is going to continue to rise.
El agua continuamente subirá.
How high can it get?
¿Qué tanto se puede subir?
As high as you want to keep measuring.
Lo más que tú quieras medir.
How big can the revival get?
¿Qué tan grande puede ser el avivamiento?
As long as you keep on measuring,
mientras tú sigues midiendo,
if you don't stop measuring,
si no dejas de medir,
the revival won't stop.
El avivamiento no para.
If you don't, but when Israel started to focus on self,
pero cuando Israel se enfocó en sí mismo,
when Israel started to try to accrue a bunch of things to itself,
cuando Israel se enfocó en las posesiones a sí mismo,
without considering the world,
sin considerar el mundo,
when they received the blessing,
cuando recibieron la bendición,
but didn't measure the blessing out again,
pero no midieron la bendición afuera otra
vez, Israel became a dead sea.
Israel se convirtió en mar muerto.
So the question is,
so la pregunta es,
how do you double in one revival?
¿Cómo puedes doblar en un avivamiento?
You don't think about revival in terms of a moment.
No piensas en avivamiento en un momento.
But you think about revival in terms of a lifestyle.
Pero el avivamiento es un estilo de vida.
You don't think about revival in terms of a service.
El avivamiento no es un servicio.
But you think about revival in terms of continuing.
El avivamiento es continuar.
How long is this revival going to go?
¿Qué tanto continuará este avivamiento?
It's never going to stop.
Nunca va a cesar.
It's never going to quit.
Nunca va a parar.
Are you tired of revival? Yet?
¿Estás cansado de avivamiento?
Are you tired of measuring yet?
¿Estás cansado de medir?
And of the increase.
Y del aumento.
Everybody say increase.
Todos digan aumento.
Of his government.
De su gobierno.
And his peace.
Y su paz.
There shall be no end.
No habrá fin.
You say, well, we need to circle the wagons.
Dicen, tenemos que rodear las carretas.
We need to focus on on maintaining healthy kids.
Tenemos que enfocarnos en los niños.
We need to focus on maintaining healthy families.
Tenemos que mantener las familias.
Can I tell you there's nothing more healthy for your family
¿Le podrá decir, no hay nada mejor
than
para
to
tu
shut
familia.
Down your business at 5 o'clock
que cerrar tu negocio a las
and
cinco
get to the house of God
y llegar a la casa de Dios.
And get ready for revival.
Y prepararte para el avivamiento.
There's nothing better for your family.
No hay nada mejor para tu familia.
Than to make room in your schedule.
Que podrás hacer espacio en tus
for
planos.
For another Bible study.
Para otro estudio bíblico.
For another prayer meeting.
Para otra oración.
For another breakthrough.
Para otra victoria.
You can't afford.
Tú no puedes pagar.
To quit measuring.
Para dejar de medir.
You can't afford.
No puede, no te cuesta.
To start focusing on yourself.
No puedes dejar de, no puedes enfocarte en ti mismo.
You cannot afford
no puedes pagar
to focus on sustainability.
Que te enfoques en el sostenimiento.
It is not the will of God
no es la voluntad de Dios
for there to be any program in this church
para que haya un programa en esta iglesia
that is not focused on the harvest.
Que no está enfocado en la cosecha.
Well, we're trying to save our babies.
Queremos salvar a los niños.
The only way to save your life
la única manera que puedes
salvar is to
vida
lose your life.
Es que pierdas tu vida.
Every program,
cada programa,
every system,
cada sistema,
every structure,
cada estructura,
needs to have at its core
necesita en su centro
a revival mandate.
Un avivamiento para el mandato.
Friday night youth.
El convivio en los jóvenes.
You need to be focused on bringing somebody to Bible study.
Tienes que enfocarte en traer a alguien al estudio.
Friday night fellowship.
El convivio de las viernes.
You need to be focused on bringing somebody to fellowship.
Tienes que empezar a pensar a traer a alguien.
You say, well, our Sunday school program is focused on saving our babies.
Dice el programa del domingo.
No, it's not.
No.
If you start measuring back,
si empiezas a medir para atrás,
the water stops.
La agua deja de fluir.
It stops flowing.
La agua deja de fluir.
The moment you turn back.
El momento que volteas para atrás.
The moment you start measuring back toward the house.
El momento que miras para atrás a la casa.
The water stops flowing.
La agua deja de fluir.
Praise God. I'm going to try to bring this to a conclusion here in just a minute.
Voy a querer traer una conclusión ahorita.
He said unto me, son of man.
Me dijo a mi hijo de hombre.
Have you seen this?
¿Habrás visto esto?
Then he brought me.
Luego me trajo.
And caused me to return to the brink of the river.
Y causó que regresara al río.
Because as they measure out from the threshold,
porque mientras empiezan a mirar para afuera,
that little geyser, that little stream,
esa boquita de agua,
it becomes water that cannot be passed over.
Se convierte en agua que no puedes pasar.
It becomes water to swim in.
Se convierte agua que puedes nadar.
Now when I had returned,
y ahora cuando regresé,
behold, at the bank of the river,
donde empezó el río,
were very many trees on the one side and on the other.
Habían muchos árboles en ambos lados.
Then he said unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country.
Y luego me dijo, estas aguas salen al este.
And they go down into the desert.
Y bajan al desierto.
And they go into the sea,
y van al mar,
which being brought forth into the sea,
y cuando llegan al mar,
the waters shall be healed.
Las aguas serán sanadas.
It is the will of God,
es la voluntad de Dios,
for every apostolic church,
que cada iglesia apostólica,
to create an environment,
que crea un medio ambiente,
a revival environment,
un avivamiento, un medio ambiente
where
de avivamiento,
the water begins to rise,
donde el agua empieza a levantar,
where we continue to measure out.
Donde continuamos a medir para afuera.
And what flows out of this church
y lo que fluye de esta iglesia
becomes a river.
Se hace un río.
And the river goes into the sea.
Y el río va al mar.
And what flows out of this church
y lo que fluye de esta iglesia
begins to flow out globally.
Empieza a fluir globalmente.
That the water that comes out of your prayer,
que el agua que sale de tu oración,
that the water that comes out of your revival,
y el agua que sale de tu avivamiento,
begins to heal the nations.
Empieza a sanar las naciones.
There is an international mandate.
Hay un mandato internacional
on this church.
En esta iglesia.
And the day we start measuring back,
y el día que empezamos a medir
para
atrás,
is the day that what God has built here begins to die.
Es el día que Dios hizo aquí se
empieza a morir. But we gotta keep measuring out.
tenemos que medir para afuera.
So that what God does here,
para lo que Dios haga aquí,
is connected to a universe,
estará conectado a un universo,
that is broken,
que está quebrado,
that is in need of salvation,
que está en necesidad de salvación,
that is in need of a savior,
que necesita un salvador.
God did not just call you to Birmingham.
Dios no te llamó a Birmingham.
God called you to start something.
Dios te llamó para que empieces
algo. That reaches its arms around the globe.
Que sus manos alcanzan al mundo.
If you believe that, go ahead and give God praise.
Si tú lo crees, dale Dios alabanzas.
It's about the whole earth being filled with the glory of God.
Es de toda la tierra llenada de su gloria.
It was never just about Israel.
Nunca se trataba nomás de Israel.
It was never just about Abraham.
Nunca era nomás era de Abraham.
It wasn't just about Isaac and Jacob.
Nunca era nomás de Isaac y Jacob.
It was always in the mind of God.
Siempre estaba en la mente de Dios.
About the whole world.
De todo el mundo.
Verse 9, and it shall come to pass,
versículo 9, y va a suceder,
that everything that liveth,
que todo lo que vive,
everybody say everything,
todos digan todo,
which moveth, everybody say which moves,
todos digan lo que se mueve,
whithersoever the river shall come,
donde quiera que llegue el río,
it's going to live,
va a vivir,
there shall be a very great multitude of fish.
Y va a haber una gran multitud de peces.
Everybody say because.
Todos digan por qué.
These waters shall come thither.
Porque estas aguas llegaron acá.
The most practical thing you can do.
Lo más práctico que puedes hacer.
The most sustaining thing that you can do for your family.
Lo que quieres, si quieres sostener a tu
familia. The thing that will guarantee that your kids will live for God.
Lo que garantiza que tus hijos servirán
a Dios. Is to have revival in your family.
Es que tengas avivamiento en tu familia.
Is to have these waters flowing through your family.
Es que estas aguas fluyan por tu familia.
Revival was never intended to be for a season.
El avivamiento nunca es por una temporada.
It was to be a state of being.
Es que sea un estado donde vives.
Because this flow,
porque esta flow,
a revival flow,
este donde fluye el avivamiento,
is going to heal everything that it touches.
Va a sanar a todo lo que toca.
If families are going to be healed,
si familias van a ser sanadas,
it's going to be because of the flow.
Va a ser porque fluye.
If communities are going to be healed,
si las comunidades van a ser sanadas,
it's going to be because of the flow.
Va a ser porque fluye.
If the school's going to be healed,
si la escuela va a ser sanada,
it's going to be because of the flow.
Va a ser porque fluye.
If drug addicts are going to be delivered,
si los drogadictos tendrán
if
victoria,
prostitutes are going to be saved,
si las prostitutas serán
if
salvas,
a broken nation is going to be healed,
si una nación quebrada
it's
va a ser
going
sanada.
To be because of revival.
Va a ser por el avivamiento.
Does anybody want to have revival? Is anybody believing God for revival?
¿Habrá alguien que cree Dios para
come on, give him some praise if you're
no
ready for it. This was the secret sauce in their prophecy.
Esta era la receta secreta en su profecía.
It was the embedded prophecy that they could have clung to.
Era la profecía que ellos se pudieran agarrar.
But Israel never did really evangelize their world.
Pero Israel nunca evangelizó su mundo.
Verse 10, and it shall come to pass,
y va a suceder,
that fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi,
que todos se van a parar ahí,
to unto En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets.
Será un lugar donde esparcen sus redes.
Their fish shall be according to their kinds.
Sus pescados serán acuerdo de su tipo.
He's telling Israel, this is the kind of revival you're going to have.
Está diciendo Israel, esta es la clase de avivamiento que tendrás.
As the fish of the great sea,
mientras los pescados del gran mar,
exceeding many.
Sí, son en abundancia.
So it's the kind of fish.
So es la clase de pescado.
And it's the number of fish.
Y es el número de pescado.
Just like the ones in the great sea.
Así como el gran mar.
This shocked the disciples.
Esto los asombró a los discípulos.
They had never caught fish like this before.
Ellos nunca habían agarrado pescados así.
They were stuck in a national identity.
Estaban atorados en una identidad nacional.
Minus the global mandate.
Menos el mandato global.
In isolated pockets,
en pequeñas porciones,
with people like Rahab and Ruth,
en personas como Rahab y Ruth,
They integrated other types of fish.
Estaban agarrando otras clases de pescados.
But it was always the will of God.
Pero siempre era la voluntad de Dios.
For the kingdom to be flexible enough.
Para que el reino de Dios tenía la movilidad.
To include every nation.
Para incluir a cada nación.
And every tribe.
Y cada tribu.
And every kindred and tongue.
Y cada lengua y nación.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The word says in verse 11, but the miry places.
La Biblia dice en 11, dice, pero los lugares de lodo.
This is the exception in this passage of scripture.
Esta es la excepción en el pasaje.
But the miry places.
Pero los lugares lodosos.
What are miry places?
¿Qué será eso?
There are places that are wet.
Hay lugares que están mojados.
But they don't really have a flow.
Pero no fluye.
It's a place where people get bogged down.
Es un lugar donde la gente se atora.
It's a place where movement ceases.
Es un lugar donde el movimiento deja.
It's a place where people get stuck.
Es un lugar donde las personas se atoran.
In a particular time and season.
En un tiempo y temporada particular.
He said the miry places.
Dice los lugares lodosos.
And the marshes.
Y los pantanos.
He's talking about the swamp.
Está hablando de los pantanos.
The places that breed mosquitoes.
Los lugares donde nacen los mosquitos.
And infection.
Y las infecciones.
And disease.
Y las enfermedades.
He said the miry places and the marshes shall not be healed.
Dice los lugares lodosos y los pantanos no serán sanados.
What that means?
Lo que significa eso.
Is if you really, really want to increase the level of sickness and disease in a church.
Es que si realmente quieres aumentar la enfermedad en la iglesia.
Get stagnant.
Estáncate.
Get satisfied.
Ponte satisfecho.
When we start focusing on our problems.
Cuando nos enfocamos en nuestros problemas.
We turn into a marsh.
Nos convertimos en un pantón.
And he said that place.
Y dice ese lugar.
It's never going to be healed.
No va a ser sanado.
There's never going to be restoration there.
Nunca va a haber restauración ahí.
There'll never be backsliders coming home there.
Nunca se van a venir los alejados.
But if you keep the flow going.
Pero si sigue fluyendo.
If you keep measuring out.
Y si sigues midiendo afuera.
There will never cease to be revival.
Nunca va a cesar el avivamiento.
There will never cease to be increase.
Nunca va a dejar de aumentar.
I don't care how bad your problems are.
No me importa qué tan grande es tu problema.
What you need more than a miracle today.
Lo que necesitas más que la
is you need a harvest.
Es necesitas la cosecha.
You need a flow of the supernatural.
Necesitas que fluya lo sobrenatural.
And the best way to get that going in your life
y la mejor que sucede eso
is to have yourself a crazy revival.
Es que tengas un aviento loco.
You need to stand on the threshold of your home.
Tienes que pararte en la puerta de tu
and
casa.
Start measuring out.
Y empezar a medir para afuera.
And start praying, God, enlarge my territory.
Orar en las de ese mi
God,
territorio.
Lengthen and strengthen my territory.
Dios, hazme más fuerte.
Praise God. Praise God. He said, "This is the only place that's not going to be healed."
Dice, este es el único lugar que no va a ser sanado.
And so Israel literally becomes a dead sea.
So Israel literalmente se hace el mal muerto.
The source becomes stagnant.
La fuente se estanca.
Praise God. That's where you get bitterness and anger and pride and carnality and sin and unforgiveness.
Ahí es donde viene la amargura, el orgullo y la falta de perdón.
If you're holding on to unforgiveness,
si no puedes perdonar,
you're a dead sea.
Eres un mar muerto.
You're a swampy place.
Eres un pantano.
You're a marsh.
Eres un pantano.
If you want to unleash the supernatural in your life,
si quieres soltar lo sobrenatural en tu vida,
begin to forgive.
Empieza a perdonar.
You know there are people that come to church.
Sabes que hay personas que vienen a la iglesia.
And their primary evaluation of the church.
Y su evaluación de la iglesia es.
Is about what people do or do not do to them.
Es de las personas hacen o no hacen a ellos.
Their evaluation of whether or not they should come back the next service.
Su evaluación que si vienen a otro o no a otro servicio.
Is whether other people were nice to them.
Es que si otras personas les los trataron
bien. And
whether
other people said what they wanted them to say.
Y las otras personas dijeron lo que ellos querían.
But do you know that healthy people don't think that way?
Pero saben que personas saludables no piensan así.
Healthy people come to church and ask the question.
Las personas saludables hacen la pregunta.
Did I connect with everybody?
Me conecté con todos.
Did I bless everybody?
Bendecí a todos.
Did I help everybody?
Ayudé todos los que podía ayudar.
Who did I leave out?
¿A quién solté?
Who did I forget to love?
¿A quién se me olvidó?
Who did I forget to forgive?
¿A quién me olvidó tocar?
Can I tell you tonight?
¿Te puedo decir esta noche?
I'm not mad at anybody.
Yo no estoy enojado con nadie.
But the devil.
Pero el diablo.
I'm not mad at anybody but the devil.
No estoy enojado con nadie más que el diablo.
Yes, some people get on my nerves.
Sí, algunos me molestan.
Yes,
sí.
Some people annoy me.
Algunos me fastidian.
Yes, sometimes people frustrate me.
Sí, a veces me frustran las personas.
But in that moment,
pero en ese momento,
when somebody gets my hackles up,
cuando alguien me emociona,
I identify very quickly.
Lo identifico rápidamente.
I can't set up shop here.
No me puedo quedar aquí.
I can't build a house here.
No puedo edificar una casa aquí.
I can't stay in this place.
No me puedo quedar en este lugar.
The longer you stay in unforgiveness,
entre más te quedas en falta de perdón,
the more mosquitoes you got to kill with diseases.
Entre más mosquitos tienes que matar.
If you want that disease to stop in your life,
si quieres esa enfermedad en tu vida,
get the water flowing in your life.
Deja que el agua fluya y se quita.
Bake a cake.
Haz un pastel.
Teach a Bible study.
Enseña un estudio.
Pray for somebody.
Ora por alguien.
Praise God. Praise God. Keep measuring out.
Sigan midiendo para afuera.
Keep going out.
Sigan saliendo para afuera.
Praise God. Verse 12, and by the river upon the bank thereof.
Versículo 12, en el río empieza.
On this side and on that side.
En ambos lados.
On both sides.
En los dos lados.
I don't want blessings on one side.
No quiero bendiciones solo en un lado.
I don't want blessings on one side of the family.
No quiero bendiciones en un lado de la familia.
I want them on both sides of my life.
Quiero en ambos lados.
He said, on this side.
Él dice en este lado.
And on that side.
Y el otro lado.
That's on my mama's side and on my daddy's side.
Es en el lado de mi mamá y de mi papá.
Praise God. That's on my wife's side.
Es en el lado de mi esposa.
And on my side.
Y en mi lado.
He said, shall grow all trees.
Crecerán todo árbol.
For meat.
Para comer.
Whose leaf shall not fade,
y que la hoja no se cae,
neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed,
ni el fruto consumido.
It shall bring forth new fruit,
traerá nuevos frutos,
according to his months,
conforme a sus necesidades.
Because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary,
porque sus aguas salen del santuario.
And the fruit thereof shall be for meat,
y el fruto será para comer.
And the leaf thereof for medicine,
y la hoja para medicina.
I value the doctor.
Yo valoro el doctor.
I have people that I love who are physicians.
Yo tengo personas que amo que son doctores.
But you know we're all practicing.
Pero todos somos prácticos.
Even the preacher.
Hasta el predicador.
You go to the preacher to get advice.
Si vas al predicador.
You know what he does?
Y te da consejos, ¿sabes lo que hace?
He goes to God.
Él va a Dios.
And asks God what you should do.
Y le pregunta qué es lo que debes de hacer.
We're all practicing.
Todos estamos practicando.
But can I tell you something tonight?
Pero te podré decir algo esta noche.
What we all need.
Lo que todos necesitamos.
Is medicine that comes from the water.
Es medicina que viene del agua.
That flows out of the threshold.
Que fluye de la puerta.
I'm glad for the medicine that is provided in our secular culture.
Estoy contento y alegre por la medicina de esta cultura.
And I thank God for it.
Y le doy gracias a Dios por ella.
But Israel had a prophecy.
Pero Israel tenía profecía.
That said, if you get this water flowing in your life,
que si esta agua empieza a fluir en tu vida,
you're going to be fruitful on both sides of the river.
Vas a dar fruto en los dos lados del río.
And all of your trees are going to produce.
Y todos tus árboles producirán.
And you're going to have medicine flowing into your life.
Y va a haber medicina que fluye en tu vida.
What kind of medicine is that, Brother Warren?
¿Qué clase de medicina es esa?
That's physical medicine.
Es medicina física.
That's psychological medicine.
Es medicina psicológica.
That's emotional medicine.
Es medicina emocional.
That's spiritual medicine.
Es medicina espiritual.
It's medicine that the doctor hadn't learned about yet.
No, es algo que el doctor no
aprendió todavía. It's medicine that the lawyer hadn't learned about yet.
Es medicina que el abogado no ha aprendido todavía.
It's medicine that the psychiatrist hasn't learned about yet.
Es medicina que el psiquiatra no la ha aprendido todavía.
It's medicine that my marriage needs.
Es medicina que ocupa mi matrimonio.
It's medicine that my children need.
Es medicina que ocupa mis niños.
I don't know how to diagnose my problems.
Yo no sé cómo diagnosticar mis problemas.
Oh, but there is a river that flows.
Oh, pero hay un río que fluye.
So this is their prophecy.
So esta es su profecía.
It's going to flow out of the threshold.
Va a fluir de la puerta.
In the temple.
Al templo.
And the source.
Y la fuente.
Came unto his own.
Vino a su mismo.
And his own.
Y su mismo.
Brother Sam, Sister Lindsay, come.
Músicos, vengan.
His own received him not.
Y los de ellos no lo recibieron.
They missed him.
Lo perdieron.
They missed the source.
Perdieron la fuente.
They could have had a reservoir.
Ellos pudieran tener un reservor.
Of water flowing.
De agua fluyendo.
Out of the temple.
Saliendo del templo.
That they could have channeled.
Que ellos pudieron haber usado.
That would have continued to rise.
Que hubiera seguido aumentando.
Because the prophecy said.
Porque la profecía decía.
It's going to start at Jerusalem.
Va a empezar en Jerusalén.
And it's going to flow to Judea.
Y va a fluir a Judea.
And it's going to flow out into Samaria.
Y va a fluir a Samaria.
And it's going to flow out into the uttermost parts of the world.
Y va a fluir a todos los lados del mundo.
But the Jews.
Pero los judíos.
As a corporate people.
Como un corporal.
They miss their day of visitation.
Perdieron su día de visitación.
They missed their revival.
Ellos perdieron su avivamiento.
Their unending revival.
Su avivamiento que no tiene fin.
For 2,000 years.
Por 2,000 años.
The water's been flowing.
Las aguas estaban fluyendo.
But it hasn't flowed out of their temple.
Pero no fluyó de su templo.
But I wonder.
Pero me pregunto.
If there's somebody here tonight.
Si habrá alguien aquí.
That says I don't just want to have revival yesterday.
Que dice no solamente quiero avivamiento ayer.
I don't want to just have revival today.
No solamente lo quiero
but
hoy.
I want to be a part.
Pero yo quiero ser parte.
Of a revival that flows.
De un avivamiento que fluye.
From this moment.
De este momento.
To when Jesus comes
hasta
back.
Hasta que venga Jesús.
That continues to rise.
Que continuamente levanta.
Continues to increase.
Que continuamente aumenta.
Praise God. Praise God. After his death and burial and resurrection.
Después de su muerte y resurrección.
The veil in the temple was torn.
El velo en el templo se rompió.
His spirit was released into all the world.
Su espíritu se soltó a todo el mundo.
And the potential for revival
y la potencial para el avivamiento
was available and accessible to the whole world.
Estaba disponible para todo el mundo.
He made sure
él se aseguró
it was available.
Que estaba disponible.
He comes back to his disciples.
Él regresa a sus discípulos.
They were sad.
Estaban tristes.
They were disappointed.
Estaban decepcionados.
Because they didn't know how it was going to happen.
Porque ellos no sabían cómo iba a suceder.
Give me John chapter 21.
Deme Juan 21.
John chapter 21. He came to them.
Él vino a ellos.
He walked with them on the road.
Él caminó con ellos en la carretera.
He talked to them about current events.
Él les dijo de los noticias.
And still.
Y aún.
They didn't know who he was.
No sabían quién era.
It was when he broke that bread that they could identify that he was the Christ.
Era cuando rompió el pan que lo identificaron.
He comes back and stands on the seashore in John chapter 21.
Él viene en la orilla del mar y dice 21.
You could put that on the screen, please. John 21 and 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself.
Después de esto, Jesús se apareció.
Again to the disciples.
Otra vez a los discípulos.
At the Sea of Tiberias.
En el río.
And on this wise he showed himself.
Y de esta manera se les enseñó.
Verse 2.
Versículo 2.
There were together Simon Peter.
Estaba Simón Pedro.
And Thomas called Didymus.
Y Tomás que se llamaba Didmos.
And Nathanael of Cana.
Y Nathanael de Cana.
In Galilee.
En Galilee.
And all the sons of Zebedee.
Y todos los hijos de Zebedee.
And two other of his disciples.
Y otros dos de sus discípulos.
Verse 3. Simon Peter said unto them,
Simón Pedro les dijo,
I go fishing.
Yo voy a pescar.
He was going back to his previous occupation.
Iba para atrás a lo que estaba haciendo.
So they said unto him, we're going with you.
So le dijeron, yo voy contigo.
They went forth and entered into a ship immediately.
Fueron y llegaron a un barco.
And that night they caught nothing.
Y esa noche no agarraron
sound
nada.
Familiar.
Se escucha familiar.
Yeah, just like the first time.
Así como la primera vez.
But when the morning was now come,
pero cuando vino la mañana,
just like the last time,
así como la última vez,
Jesus stood on the shore.
Jesús estaba en la orilla,
but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus.
Pero los discípulos no sabían que era él.
Then Jesus said unto them,
y luego Jesús les dijo,
children,
hijos,
have you any meat?
¿Tendrán comida?
They answered him, no.
Le dijeron no.
And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship.
Y le dijo, echa la red a la derecha.
And ye shall find.
Y van a encontrar.
Now I think probably at this point,
y ahora en este punto,
they're starting to remember something.
Están empezando a acordarse.
So they cast therefore.
So empiezan la red.
And now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes.
Y no lo podían meter porque había
muchos
peces. Just like
last time.
Así como la última vez.
Therefore that disciple.
Así ese discípulo,
whom Jesus loved,
que Jesús amó,
said unto Peter,
le dijo a Pedro,
hey Peter,
hey Pedro,
it's the Lord,
es el Señor,
hey Peter,
hey Pedro,
it's the source,
es la fuente.
Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord,
ahora Pedro emocionado,
he girded his fisher's coat unto him,
se puso lo listo,
for he was naked,
porque estaba encuerado,
and cast himself into the sea,
y se echó al mar.
And the other disciples came in a little ship.
Y los otros discípulos
vinieron, for they were not far from the land.
Porque no estaban lejos de la tierra.
But as it were 200 cubits.
Pero mientras 200.
Dragging the net with fishes.
Estaban arrastrando la net.
And soon then as they came to the land,
y cuando llegaron a la
they
tierra,
saw a fire of coals thereof.
Miraron algo ahí,
and fish laid thereon.
Y los pescados estaban ahí,
and bread.
Y el pan.
Jesus said unto them,
Jesús les dijo,
bring of the fish what you have now caught.
Traigan de los peces que trajeron.
Simon Peter went up.
Simón Pedro se levantó,
and he drew the net to land full of great fish.
Y trajo la red a la tierra,
150 and three men.
150.
And for all,
y para todos,
there were so many,
habían tantos,
yet was not,
pero la red,
their net broken.
La red no estaba quebrada.
The same scenario.
El mismo. Escena.
The same draught of fish.
La misma efecto.
The same conflict.
El mismo conflicto.
But this time,
pero esta vez,
the net didn't tear.
La red no se rompió.
But this time,
pero esta vez,
the ship didn't sink.
El barco no se hundió.
Before they encountered Jesus.
Antes que encontraron a Jesús.
Their infrastructure wasn't prepared.
Su estructura no estaba lista.
Their level of faith was not ready.
Su nivel de fe no estaba lista.
They were lazy.
Estaban flojos.
They were lethargic.
Estaban débiles.
They were self-focused.
Estaban enfocados en sí mismo.
But 3 years with Jesus.
Pero 3 años con Jesús.
And the net that he had given them to pull in the fish.
Y la red que Dios ellos les dio.
Did not break.
No se rompió.
I am telling you.
Yo te estoy diciendo
that it is the will of God,
que es la voluntad de Dios,
for us to pull in fish,
que traigamos pescados,
that absolutely blow our minds,
que absolutamente nos astombra.
But I'm here to tell you,
y te voy a decir,
that God is going to give us the strength,
que Dios nos va a dar la fuerza,
to create an infrastructure,
para crear una estructura,
that never looks back,
donde no mira para atrás,
but keeps looking forward,
pero sigue avanzando.
He's going to give us.
Él los va a agarrar.
He's going to give us nets.
Él nos va a dar las redes
that never break.
Que nunca se rompen.
He's going to give us a ship.
Él nos va a dar un barco
that never sinks under the weight of revival. Let the church say amen.
Que la iglesia diga amen.
Let the church say let it be so.
Que la iglesia diga amen.
Let the church say let it be with me.
Que la iglesia diga así
and
sea.
My family.
En mi familia.
Praise God.
Alabado sea el
Let's
Señor.
All stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
Somebody give God some praise all over the house.
Alguien alabe a Dios.
Come on, clap your hands, all ye people.
Oh, pueblos, todos,
and shout to God with a voice of triumph.
Y clamen a Dios con victoria.
Praise God. Everything we do,
todo lo que hacemos,
is about the harvest.
Es de la cosecha.
Everything that we do,
todo lo que hacemos,
is about the unregenerated.
Es de los alejados.
Every person sitting in this room,
todos sentados aquí,
if you're breathing,
si estás respirando,
the reason you're still breathing,
la razón por la cual
is to be a soul winner.
Es para ganar almas.
The reason you're here,
la razón por la cual estás aquí,
is to be a harvester.
Es para cosechar.
You know what you do when you see schools of fish running through?
¿Sabes lo que haces cuando miras los peces?
You don't stop and figure out if that's what you want to catch.
No paras y dices si es lo que quieres.
I saw a fisherman when we were out of town this last week.
Yo miré un pescador.
He likes to catch shark.
Le gustan los tiburones.
But Brother Warren, somebody who really knows what they're doing.
Pero hermano Warren, alguien que sabe lo que hace.
They have an integrated strategy.
Tiene una estrategia.
What that means?
Lo que significa.
Is while they're thinking about shark.
Es que mientras piensan en tiburones.
They're catching whatever's running.
Están agarrando lo que está ahí.
I've got a picture on my phone of a bunch of stingrays running the coast.
Tengo un retrato en mi teléfono.
And this fisherman that I was talking to,
y este pescador,
he's well known. He's got a following on Instagram.
Es conocido.
But he told us.
Pero nos dijo.
He said this doesn't happen that often.
Dijo, esto no sucede siempre.
He said these stingrays run all the way from Mexico to the Gulf Coast.
Estas mantarrayas vienen de México.
And he said it is very rare.
Y es muy raro.
To see these running the coast.
Que miran estos aquí.
So you know what he did?
So, ¿sabes lo que hizo?
He was at work.
Estaba trabajando.
But somebody told him.
Pero alguien le dijo.
The stingrays are running by the pier.
Las mantarrayas están aquí.
You know what he did, Brother Warren?
¿Sabes lo que hizo él?
He left work.
Él dejó el trabajo.
He showed up with an ice chest and a treble hook
y algo listo.
And he started casting into those schools.
Y empezó a echar ahí.
You see, the tourists weren't catching fish.
¿Sabes? Los turistas no estaban agarrando.
But the harvester,
pero los cosechadores,
was throwing that treble hook into that school.
Estaban agarrando ahí en esa pesca.
It was unconventional, Brother Daniel.
No era convencional.
He wasn't throwing bait out.
No estaba aventando la carnada.
He found a big old hook.
Él encontró un gancho grande.
And he was just throwing it in the school.
Y nomás lo estaba aventando.
And he was snagging them.
Y lo estaba jalando.
He was reeling in 25-pound stingrays.
Estaba sacando a mantarrayas de 25
libras. He said, "You know what I'm going to do with these?
¿Sabes lo que voy a hacer?
I'm going to put them in the deep freeze."
Los voy a poner en el
freezer. He said, "I can catch shark all year on this school of fish."
Y voy a agarrar tiburones
todo el año. And in a handful of minutes, he filled up an ice chest.
Y unos cuantos minutos.
See, some of y'all aren't desperate enough yet.
Algunos de ustedes les falta desesperación.
You're trying to fish cute.
Quieres pescar bonito.
You gotta catch whatever's running.
Tienes que agarrar lo que está ahí.
That's a harvester.
Ese es un cosechador.
A harvesting hunter.
Un cosechador que
doesn't wait to see what's going to step out on the green field.
Y no espera lo que sale ahí.
A harvesting hunter.
Un cosechador.
Says a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Dice un pájaro en mano es mejor que dos en el árbol.
And that'll be back straps in the freezer.
Y en el freezer.
Tenderloin.
Carne.
Meat.
Meat.
A harvester shoots whatever steps out on the field.
Un cosechador agarra lo que sea.
Praise God. Praise God. God saves the best for last.
Dios salva lo mejor para el último.
The wedding at Cana teaches us this.
El casamiento en Cana nos enseña eso.
It's a different strategy.
Es una diferente estrategia.
But his kingdom's from glory to glory and from faith to faith.
Pero su reino es de gloria en gloria y de fe en fe.
God was preparing those disciples.
Dios estaba preparando sus discípulos.
To have 120 people get the Holy Ghost in one prayer meeting.
Para que 120 reciban el Espíritu Santo.
He was preparing those disciples.
Dios estaba preparando a los discípulos.
To have 3,000 people come into the church in one revival.
Para que 3,000 llegaran en un avivamiento.
See? The spattering of applause. He told him, he said, you can't put new wine in old wineskins.
Él les dijo, no pueden poner nuevo vino en cosas viejas.
Because the thing housing the new revelation is going to rupture.
Porque lo que tiene la nueva revelación se va a romper.
But you've got to put new wine in a new wineskin.
Pero necesitas nuevo vino en cosas nuevas.
And I'm preaching to a church tonight.
Y le estoy predicando a una iglesia.
That God wants to give you a new perspective about what revival is going to look like.
Que Dios te quiere dar un nuevo punto de vista.
This is, I'm telling you what's coming. You ready?
Escuchen, te voy a decir lo que viene.
This is what's coming.
Esto es lo que viene.
A door is going to open in a city.
Una puerta se va a abrir en la ciudad.
And we're going to send a preacher to walk through the door.
Y vamos a mandar un predicador.
And a church is going to be started.
Y una iglesia se va a empezar.
In a moment.
En un momento.
In a moment.
En un momento.
In a moment.
En un momento.
Not days, weeks, months, years.
No días, semanas, años.
Un momento.
Un momento.
In one moment.
In one moment.
That's what's coming.
Eso es lo que viene.
Get ready.
Prepárate.
God is going to put the resource.
Dios va a poner los recursos.
In the hands of business owners.
En las manos de los negociantes.
In this church.
De esta iglesia.
To fund it.
Para que lo provean.
God is going to put the resource in your hand.
Dios va a poner los recursos en tus manos.
To fund it.
Para que lo funde.
But you've got to flex.
Pero te tienes que retirar.
You've got to have room.
Tienes que tener espacio.
For new wine.
Para el nuevo vino.
New revelation.
Nueva revelación.
Your nets need to be able to flex.
Tus redes tienen que estirarse.
Your prayer life needs to be able to flex.
Tu oración se tiene que retirar.
Your consecration has to be willing to flex.
Tu consagración se tiene que levantar.
Praise God. Praise God. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Are you ready for it?
¿Estás listo?
Let's all come down to the altar for just a few moments.
Vamos a venir al altar.
Come on, we're going to do business.
Vamos a negociar.
We're going to do business. We're going to shout for it.
Vamos a gritar.
We're going to believe God for it.
Vamos a creer que Dios lo va a hacer.
Come on, I know we have people out sick tonight.
Yo sé que hay personas enfermas.
We have all kinds of things happening around the house of God.
Y hay toda clase en la casa.
But God is preparing the apostolic church.
Pero Dios está preparando la iglesia.
For an end time harvest.
Para la cosecha final.
And God's going to use you.
Y Dios te va a usar a ti.
Come on, if that's you, why don't you raise your hand?
Si eso eres tú, ¿por qué no levantas
and begin to magnify the Lord as the praise group begins to sing. Come on, why don't you take somebody by the hand?
¿Por qué no agarras tu vecino
and begin
de la mano?
To magnify the Lord for what's coming.
A magnificar al Señor.
And begin to give God praise for what's coming.
Empieza a darle gracias a Dios.
Come on, do you feel it tonight? Do you feel it in your spirit?
¿Lo sentirás en tu espíritu?
Do you want it?